Hi, I'm Bruce Beasley, and this is Toward a Dreamed Eulogy. On your headstone, it's easier to see. There's an O in the middle of each of your names. Harold, Dorothy. I wiped the bird lime out of the engraviture, the way you both used to smooth down my hair with a finger slick of spit and swirl counterclockwise around each central ovum or naught, alpha, omega, and what after. Funicular dream lurch to an outdoor easel in your cemetery, Mama, where your self-portrait is rain exposed and warped there for decades. And you've scrawled across the oil paint lumpy canvas, if you find this painting in a graveyard, get it the hell out of there. And I would, and I do, and I did, but you're so long dismissed from all this continuous heretofore and consequently and ignored self-portraiture, self-insistence. Look at me. Look at me. And furthermore, look at me. And by this seal, I have heretofore set my hand. So why anymore do you care? There's something you're both still after. You're like gnat wings that haven't bathed yet in my eyes and swarm the lids. He moved Riverside Drive away from the river, down in the river, down in the river to pray. So your grave's a construction site, backhoes, clay heaps, highway tunnel, excavation blasts, an orange hazard cone and red warning flag on your tombstone. There's no hazard cone or flag on your parents' grave, the cemetery director insists. This is some kind of omen, my sister texts. Our parents are telling us something is wrong and we must take heed. I pull from a worm-eaten burlap sack and a secret altar beside your grave. Your marine uniform from 1944, and put on the heft and spangle and shoulder squeeze sergeant patch molder of it. So say what you want. I'm listening. I am taking every heed. Something's blaring from a console inside your casket. From the hit parade, the day they psychiatrically discharged you from the war, it seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old forgotten score, a dream that brought you close to me. What else will I get when I grab even deeper into that thread ripped chalk and clay and rank smelling bag? I can't stop hearing in sleep your vows of silence. I will say nothing, say nothing, say nothing, say like the silent vowel at the end of silence. Close your role and secretly participatory in that little hiss. I've been up there watching this house for years. Come back with me to the living room. What have you done with my paintings? I'm home. Can I fix you a drink? There's all these figs and muscadines. Might as well use them for something. They've spread all through the yard. You'll never yank them all out now. Who said I've been dead? What difference does it make? I'm home now, aren't I? The past. The blunt, unmeanable it of it is right here. Without its balming simple past tense to make believe it's only verb distanced, it comes in all its pro and anti-spective whelm and swell. Tamp this red disturbed grave clay hard back down. Ere now, ever since, everlastingly temporary, I've sustained you both, Mama, Daddy, again, again, like a blow. Much isn't to be understood. Dismothering, de-fathering, the sun nonsense syllables of unsunning. You secrete my dreams around yourselves, like a wasp nests, hexagonal and spit-sealed pulp. With all its arcane inner thud and thrum, fresh-held like you, and as uneasily violable. I think I need new tenses to speak of you, or to you. You who were never to have, aren't anymore to, will not be. Will to have never not, years from now, have been, and still are, past, present, and perfect.